Arthur's. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. And boy, is time slipping away. It is just really moving right along. This is our last Friday in April, believe it or not. And I was going to be in better shape by now, but it's been, for me, it has not been a slow month. It has been a very, very busy season in our life. And so I want to thank all of you who've been praying for us and joining us in prayer for what's going on with the church and our country and with us personally with the transition there. So I want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions and Bill Andriak. And I will tell you, at Merritt Assembly of God, Bill's wife Heidi is our worship leader. And our philosophy, our motto, our vision statement is be a blessing. Be a blessing. And that is what Bill does with his regular life. It's how he does business, is he operates to be a blessing. He's been a huge blessing to my family, to me, to the church. And I want to encourage you that if you need your air conditioner fixed, to give him a call at 321-759-3284. So 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, almost 2 weeks ago. I contacted him because we were having a problem with our condensation pump. The condensation pump takes the moisture that it pulls out of your air and it pumps it out of your house. Well, ours was having a problem, and so we contacted him, and then it had a coil issue, and he took care of that. It had a copper line that sprung a leak. It had another copper line that sprung a leak, and he was able to take care of those problems. And he said, now, if this problem had been over here, I would not have been able to solve this. Well, I looked at the unit and I saw how old it is, and I'm realizing I'm probably going to need to be working in the direction of upgrading my air conditioning system. And so I'm very thankful for him. He wasn't there to sell me a new air conditioner. He was there to solve my problem. Now, he's also the kind of guy that says, you know, this is not the worst I've seen, but it's not the best I've seen. And we're going to be able to take care of this, but you're probably going to need to be working towards this. And so I like it when people deal with me in truth. They deal with me in maturity. And so I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions for being a blessing to me. And I want to encourage you to give them a call, 321-759-3284. And they will be a blessing to you as well if you're in central Brevard County. 321-759-3284. If you have AC issues you need dealt with here in central Brevard County, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So we've got our services that are going to be live streamed this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. They will be live streamed on Facebook Live, and you can go to Facebook, find Merritt Assembly of God. You can like our page, and it lets you know whenever a video is coming up. I want to also ask you if you would be so kind as to help us out, and that is go to YouTube and subscribe to the Merit Assembly of God videos that we post on there. We've got some plans in place for those in the future that we're working on, but we're trying to work forward while managing all of this social distancing. It is a lot more difficult for me as a pastor to stay in contact with all of the people from the church, because now I have to call them on a regular basis instead of just getting to see them once a week and spend a few minutes with everybody and finding out how they are doing. And so we're managing this process, but we're also trying to lead through this process, and we're trying to grow through this process. And so if you could help us out by subscribing to our YouTube channel, or our YouTube videos, and then it will become a channel, that would be greatly appreciated. We need 1,000 to reach that threshold, and it would be awesome if the listeners of the Refresh Radio program could help us to achieve that goal. And if you could do that, it doesn't cost you anything, and it would be very, very helpful to us, and we would appreciate it. What it would allow us to do is be able to post our videos live to YouTube instead of having to go through the download process and everything like that. So thank you in advance for all that you do. Psalm 116 is where we are going to go through or go to today. Psalm 116. And we're going to continue our study on the Lord, our deliverer. He delivers us from evil, delivers us from the evil one. But today we are going to address the fact that he just doesn't deliver us in the physical realm. It's not just that he delivers us from the spiritual realm. Today we are going to specifically look at the fact that he delivers our soul. Not just delivers us physically, he just doesn't deliver us from, you know, the eternal consequences of sin, but he has a plan to deliver us even in the soul aspect of our life, our mind, our will, and our emotions. He is an all-encompassing deliverer. So let's go to Psalm 116. We're going to read through the first 9 verses. It says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And so that's where we are going to conclude our reading today. In verse number 3, the psalmist writes that the pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. Now, I don't know about you, but there are some people in my life that I know better than to sneak up on. Okay? My son moved back into our house several years ago for a short season. And when he did, he said this. Now, I need to make you aware that you cannot come into my room and surprise me, because, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. I don't respond like a kid anymore. And he was saying that not as a threat to us, not as establishing a boundaries to us. He was telling us that the things that he had been trained to do, his reactions were different. And one day I didn't go in there recklessly or anything like that, but I kind of wiggled his toe a little bit because he hadn't responded to the voice at that point in time. And all of a sudden I discovered he wasn't kidding. You know, his reaction was different. And I don't remember all of the details, but all I know is that when that situation, you know, de-escalated there, he's like, I told you, you can't do that. I have an involuntary response now to, you know, being surprised like that. He went right into diligence mode, right into threat assessment and all of that sort of stuff. And I don't know if you have ever felt like that the weight of the world had just latched onto you and you felt like death was surrounding you. We live in a society right now where almost every newscast all day long, every day, is talking about the death rate and who has been seized by the virus and who has died from the virus. And you might even be one of the people that's listening now and you are dealing with that. Well, I want you to know that there are all sorts of afflictions that are going on, and the devil has made it very clear that he is looking to take hold of us with one device from hell or a different device from hell. He doesn't care which one grabs hold of us. He wants to put all of us into bondage. He wants all of us to die apart from Jesus Christ. And if you feel like you are completely and totally surrounded, I want to let you know of the outlet that the psalmist had when he found that everywhere he looked was trouble, and there was heartache, and there was sorrow. And he said, what I was able to do when I felt like destruction was closing in on me and death was pressing in, he said, I found that I could call upon the name of the Lord. I found that I called upon the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you that you only do in crisis the things that you have prepared to do when you weren't in crisis. Now, I can tell you that there are people who've either come through crisis or are in crisis, or people who will soon be going through crisis. No one is exempt. No one is immune. There are some people who live as if they're never going to have another crisis. They don't operate with any margin in their life. What I mean by that is if they've got $5 in their pocket, they think that they need to go spend $5.50. They don't have an emergency fund. They don't prepare for a rainy day. They don't train themselves on how to pray when life is going well, and then they don't know how to respond in faith whenever a challenge arises. And sooner or later, you're going to have a challenge that arises. I remember being very overwhelmed when I needed $100. You know, our budget was short, and how in the world are we going to come up with $100? What I didn't realize was that that was the training field that God was using to get me to the point where I could not only trust him for 100, I could trust him for 1,000, or I could trust him for 10,000. I can trust God for whatever needs that arise as a pastor. And I can help other people to understand that you too can call upon the name of the Lord. And so this is what the psalmist writes. He says, O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Deliver my soul. And there are three references to the soul here. There's another reference that we will talk about in another psalm as well. But he says, God, I need you to deliver my soul. That soul was the part that felt surrounded. That soul was the part that felt like you know, the forces of hell had laid hold of him. The soul was what was experiencing the trouble. The soul was what was experiencing the sorrow. And he said, God, I implore you, I'm asking you to deliver my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions. Sometimes it's a will problem. It's not an I can't. We label many times things as I can't do this, and in actuality, they are not an I can't. They are I won't or I don't want to. I can tell you right now that there are going to be a lot of things in life that you are going to have to do that you don't want to do. But if you have God that helps your soul, he can change those will issues to where you will do that even though it's not your first choice. And you will find pleasure in doing the will of God. So there's the mind. I don't remember every conversation that I've had. I've even discovered that some of the things that I remember, my parents described to me that I remembered it not 100% accurately and stuff like that. But I remember a conversation that I had where a person told me, I only know how to think one way. I don't understand how other people think. Will you help me to think differently? Well, you know what? That's what God does. He comes in and he renews our mind. When Jesus comes in, he renews our mind. All of a sudden, we realize that those things that we were in bondage to, we are no longer in bondage to, that those things that the devil used to control us before, he can't utilize now, that we look at it not as a taskmaster, but as a testimony of victory that Jesus has brought into our life. And so there are people that think that the world is going to adjust to their schedule. And I can assure you, the world is going to move forward. It will move forward with you. It'll move forward without you. You can drive an anchor into the ground and say, I am not moving forward technologically. And society says, well, we are going to move forward without you then. It has to do with the way that we think. And so there are a lot of times that the choices that we make either empower us or they hinder us in doing things. And it simply has to do with the way that we think. David had a time where he thought, there's no way that I can bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. It has brought me too much pain in my life. Uzzah had stretched out his hand. He died. But all of a sudden, he had a change of mind. The Lord touched him in his mind and gave him a change of thought process and says, you know what? Maybe I just need to think about things the way that God's Word tells me to think about them. And I need to think, I cannot resist bringing the Ark into the city. I need to think of it this way. I can't afford not to have the presence of God in my life. Is God's presence an absolute in your life that says, I've got to have this? Okay? I pray that when we come out of this situation, that we are going to find that attending church is not a hardship, that it is a blessing. I've got people that I want to be able to let them know that they are loved, that they are cared for. People that we don't get to go around and see. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have a time of victory whenever that opportunity arises. But it's also the emotions. God, I implore you, deliver my soul. Do you realize that our emotions, okay, that the devil takes advantage of the emotional aspect of our personality and uses our impatience against us? He uses our anger against us. He uses our stubbornness against us. The devil has no problem damaging our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions to bring about disastrous results in our life. And yet there are people who come and say, well, you Christians, you're just being emotional. Well, guess what? We were created emotional beings. It is the nature that God has made us up with. We are not to be emotionless creatures like a Vulcan, if you're a Star Trek fan. I just operate by logic. If I ever get excited, you will never know. That's not the way that you were created. You were created to rejoice. You were created to have peace. You were created to love and to be loved. That is how God created us. And so we don't need to be ashamed of the way in which God made us. We just need to have God deliver us in the soul realm of our life. What is it in your personality? You know, I recognize something in my life. Okay, now I'm going to tell you this. I have never done drugs. As far as I know, I had one sip of an alcoholic beverage when I was a child, and it was disgusting, and I never did it again. I don't smoke cigarettes, never smoked cigarettes, don't want to ever smoke cigarettes. There are a lot of things in my life that I have never done because I saw the destruction that it brought about in other people's lives. There's also another reason why I do not participate in some of those things, and that is that I have a personality that what I would classify a bit of an addictive personality. So at one point in time, I was addicted. This is decades ago. I was addicted to video games. You say, really? What could that do you? Well, that desire to conquer that video game caused me to play it so much that I actually developed an inflammation in some of my thumbs playing Atari Defender. I hated that game. Never did get the hang of it. It also, during a time where I did not have a lot of financial resource in my life, because that was my outlet, I found my doing damage to my finances because I was putting a quarter at a time into these video games. So just an addictive personality doesn't have to be drugs. It doesn't have to be, immorality or any of that. You just have to recognize that you've got that sort of makeup going on. And you say, God, deliver my soul from these addictions that would destroy me, and God, let's utilize them for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. So where there was a destruction or there was an addiction to playing games, now there is the willingness to be able to say, you know what, I don't have to go through all of that. I don't have to play those games. There are people's lives and lives at stake, marriages at stake. Where there was an addiction to spending money at one point in time, there's an addiction to giving. I absolutely love to give. And so when we say, God, deliver us, deliver my soul, he will do that. Where once I was stubborn against the things of God, now I am stubborn for the things of God. And so I put it this way: God has given me the gift of stubborn. God has given me the gift of stubborn. If he hadn't equipped me with the gift of stubborn, if he hadn't delivered me in my soul, I would have given up long before the breakthrough came at Merit Assembly of God. If he hadn't given me the gift of stubborn, I'm sure that the possibility would have existed that we had thrown in the towel on our marriage before we, came to the decision that, you know what, this is a till death do us part, not just at the wedding ceremony, but for life. Okay? You need to be stubborn for the things of God. And it may not be a massive overhaul. It may be just a simple prayer. God, would you deliver my soul? Lord, would you change the way that I think? Would you renew my mind? Would you transform me through the renewing of my mind? Let me just take you over there. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God will deliver us by changing the way, transforming the way that we think. He will also transform us in the ability, the commitment that we have to walking in obedience to him. And he most assuredly will transform us in the area of our emotions. Sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Be anxious for nothing. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. God, I implore you, deliver us. Deliver my soul. And I tell you what, when he delivers us in our soul, all of a sudden we're going to find that deliverance manifest in a whole lot of other areas of our life as well. I pray that during this season that you are not bound by the spirit of fear, but you know that God's perfect love has cast out that fear. I also pray you're not operating in foolishness. I pray that you are operating in wisdom, and you're going to see God do great things. We'll see you Monday right here on
Refresh.
Thank
you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Let's just lift up our voices right now and just thank the Lord. Let's just thank him.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus.